Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio. People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. At People You Need to Know, we're dedicated to helping business people make a big splash in Metro Atlanta by giving them world-class recognition. In this segment, we're going to be talking about small business marketing strategies and how they can help your business succeed. My guest today is a seasoned marketing consultant and owner of The Marketing Cafe, a company that offers marketing solutions that can get customers interested and keep clients coming back. They are located here in Atlanta, Georgia. Our guest graduated with a BS degree in communications from Georgia Southern University and also received her MBA with a concentration in marketing. She has over 14 years of experience in marketing, media, and advertising. We consider it an honor and an absolute pleasure to have on the phone today a woman who heads up a marketing company that offers effective, affordable, and creative solutions to small business owners and entrepreneurs. Miss Melody Robinson, welcome to the show.
Hi, Spark Plug. I'm so happy to be with you this morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Are you ready to talk about small business marketing strategies?
I sure am. Let's talk about it.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
Why is a marketing strategy so critical to the success of small businesses?
Well, Spark Plug, most people don't jump behind the wheel of a car and start driving without a destination. This is no different for business. A marketing strategy is critical to the success of small businesses for one main reason. It answers the question, where am I going? The marketing strategy is the business approach to marketing your product and service and should address the four P's of marketing as well as support your overarching business objectives. It should reveal specifics about your product or service like your brand name, quality, features, how you price your product or service, where you place your product or service, how you plan to distribute it, locations, etc. And it should also explain how you plan to promote it. So to sum it up, a marketing strategy should lay the groundwork for how you take your product or service to market and the time frame for doing so.
What key elements lay the foundation for a solid strategy?
Well, a solid marketing strategy should establish your marketing goals and include several core elements. First, it should be in direct alignment with your company's mission statement. It is from that mission statement that small businesses should begin to develop their unique selling proposition. Why should people do business with you? What is it that unique about your product, your service offering, that will compel them to call you and not someone else? Two, it should define your position in business. Are you going out to be the market leader? Are you a follower? Are you a niche provider? Thirdly, the strategy should outline how you plan to differentiate yourself from the competition. What is so unique about your product, your pricing, your distribution, that will compel a prospect to want to do business with you over the competition? There should be a clear understanding as to how you stack up against your competitors. And lastly, a solid marketing strategy should be measurable and actionable.
What's the difference between a marketing strategy and a marketing plan?
That's a great question, Spark Plug. As I mentioned earlier, if the marketing strategy determines where you're going, the marketing plan is your GPS system to help you get there. The marketing plan plots the twists, the turns, and the activities and tactics required to support your marketing goals. For example, if your marketing strategy is to sell final expense insurance to seniors, your marketing plan should spell out the tools, vehicles, and mediums to reach that target and to tell a compelling story effectively. The plan should answer questions like whether or not a direct mail campaign or a radio flight is the best execution for speaking to your target. Although different, your marketing strategy and your marketing plan are both required to be effective and successful in business.
Well, what advice would you give a small business struggling in today's economy?
Well, we all have seen the headlines, and we know that these are tough times we're living in. But guess what? Small businesses aren't going anywhere. More businesses are birthed during times of a recession than any other period. So for small businesses to thrive in this new economy, they must employ new thinking in what I call the four C's. They must connect, be open to change, be creative, and, of course, cut back. Number one, small businesses need to connect. More than ever, it is paramount to seek out those partnerships for building strategic alliances. If you're a caterer, consider sharing kitchen space with a bakery. Peripheral products, you're not offering the same thing, but yet you can expand your target audience by partnering and lower your overhead expenses by sharing space. If you're a real estate agent, consider partnering with a financial planner. It's highly likely that the both of you are actually dealing with investment-minded thinkers. I'm sure there's some business that could come out of a relationship like that. You have to find ways to reach a broader audience with less money and resources in order to survive. These opportunities can often be found, you know, right under your nose with partnerships. Number two, we have to be open to change. Explore ways to adapt. Researchers have found that unlike enterprise business, small business has the ability to make adjustments in how they do business on the fly. Big business cannot make shifts as quickly, so when they fall, they typically fall hard. Why can small businesses adapt so easy? Number one, not a lot of layers of bureaucracy. Oftentimes, the decision makers are right there in the throes of the day-to-day business, and you don't have to go far to get a decision made. Limited layers of complexity is another reason. Whether you're a multi-million-dollar company or not, most small businesses don't have a very complex products and service lines. And, of course, the last reason why we can adapt so easily is we can hit the ground running when we need to make a local impact. So put those soldiers on the ground, employ those grassroots efforts, and connect in a way that enterprise business can't.
Well, let's change gears here a little bit. What marketing resources are available to people who are looking to start a business today?
Sparkplug, there are a ton of helpful resources available to those looking to start a small business. And let's start right with your local SBA. In each city, more than likely, there's a small business administration office. The resources are free for those who wish to take advantage of them. Yet many people are scared away because of the quote-unquote government feel. That's not a good idea. Investigate your local branch of the SBA to learn what is available to you. There are numerous websites that can help make the transition to small business ownership more enjoyable. I love entrepreneur.com. There's a wealth of information out there. Business 2.0 is another great publication. And then there's a book that I would love to recommend to some of your listeners called The E-Myth Revisited by marketing and small business guru Michael Gerber. It's an excellent read, and it'll really help those thinking of starting a small business get off on the right track. And let's not forget online social networking sites. Things like YouTube are where they've got a wealth of information from marketing experts, business experts, financial experts, right out there available for viewing and download, and it's free of charge.
Well, before we bring this interview to a close, is there one final thing you'd like to leave our listeners with regarding marketing strategies, or one thing you'd like our listeners to remember regarding marketing strategies?
If there's one thing I'd like to say to listeners is, make sure you sit down and do the work. Just because you have a great idea for a product or service is really not about that. You have to map it out with those strategies to help you get to where you're going. And oftentimes this is overlooked or just not taken as seriously as it should be. And then when we find ourselves in times like this, we don't know where to go back and figure out what we've done wrong or what could we improve upon. I would just like to say, if nothing else, sit down, do the work, create the strategies, and get business going.
And finally, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
We can be reached at Marketing Cafe by visiting us on the web at www.atlantamarketingcafe.com or by calling our office at 404-978-2700.
Ms. Melanie Robinson, founder and CEO of the Marketing Cafe, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to Metro Atlanta's top business professionals like Ms. Melanie Robinson. I want to take a moment to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another superb job. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. So to recap, the company spotlighted today was the Marketing Cafe. Give them a call because they are dedicated to serving up affordable and creative solutions for your business. You can also find them on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.